from the NBC newsroom in New York. President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
More than 2,300 Americans died during the Japanese assault. Tallahassee's Sandy DeLopez says the initial question for her family was whether her uncle, Earl Paul Baum, was among them.
I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost.
After December 7th, my grandparents, Earl's parents, my mom's parents, were trying to find out what happened to him. So they knew he was on the USS Oklahoma, which was there in Pearl Harbor, and that it had been sunk.
At Pearl Harbor, three ships were attacked. The Oklahoma was set afire. There is great activity there now in clearing the debris.
Earl's sister and Sandy's mom, Emily Gulse, soon learned the family had reason to fear the worst.
There were a lot of boys left on the ship. It just rolled over, and they couldn't get them off right away.
Emily was 15 years old at the time of Pearl Harbor. Her 19-year-old brother Earl was among the 429 Oklahoma sailors who died. Sandy DeLopez and Emily Gulse say the bodies trapped aboard the capsized battleship were eventually recovered and interred nearby in rather unceremonious fashion.
They couldn't identify the remains because they were commingled, they were in common graves.
They were working on it. They were working for years on trying to identify it. There was a doctor in Hawaii that did that.
He didn't match anybody, though, because they were commingled. So they were not able to reconstruct anything. There was nothing to identify them with because they'd been under saltwater, gas, oil.
But then the development of DNA matching technology changed everything.
My mom gave her DNA in 2012 at the request of the Navy. They were tracking down next of kin and inviting her to update meetings.
And my two sisters, too. The three of us did our DNA. And I think with three of us doing it, speeded it up a little bit.
Suddenly, the family received the word they'd been awaiting for more than three quarters of a century. Earl Paul Baum had been found.
The Navy exhumed the bodies in 2015, and in a laboratory setting, they started the matching process. So September 21st of last year, we got a phone call from the Navy saying, we have the DNA match, and it's official now.
Baum's remains were positively identified in a Nebraska laboratory. From there, Sandy DeLopez says they'll be escorted with full military honors throughout their final journey.
And then he is accompanied by honor guard all the way from Nebraska to Tallahassee. And at each airport transfer, like everything goes through Atlanta, there'll be a new honor guard that actually does the transfer to the Tallahassee flight. And then there will be an honor guard in Tallahassee to receive him and transfer him to the funeral hearse.
On March 8th, the surviving members of Earl's family from all over the country will gather at the Tallahassee National Cemetery for a solemn ceremony. Sandy and her mom, Emily, are already quite familiar with that peaceful location.
Well, my husband's buried there now, too. He was in the Navy.
He died 2.5 years ago, and he was friends with Earl.
Yeah.
Because they were in the same neighborhood growing up.
Yeah. They'll be about half a block apart.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.